As much as many Israeli settlers dread the pullout, Gaza's 1 million Palestinians are looking forward to it. One of them is Khalil Bashir. He's a school principal who's raised his large family in the same house he was born in the center of the Gaza Strip. In 1970, the Jewish settlement of Kfar Dorom was founded not far away. Bashir has stayed put even as that settlement expanded, literally into his backyard. And even as the Israeli army took over half of Bashir's house, moving first onto his roof and then his upper floors during this recent Palestinian intifada.
My house is a military position protecting the Kfar Dorom settlement. The tank.
Oh, that I heard. That was an Israeli army tank?
Yeah. I'm leading a romantic kind of life.
How's that?
Under shooting and surrounded by tanks, soldiers upstairs around me, all the elements of abnormal romantic is found here in my house.
You certainly seem to be coping with the drama well.
Yes, I have already accustomed. I am accustomed to this.
The army said it moved in nearly 5 years ago because there was shooting from around Bashir's house, something he vehemently denies. And though he jokes about his situation, it has been dangerous. Bashir says the Israeli soldiers have shot two of his sons. One spent 5 months in rehab. And yet, he's never considered leaving.
I couldn't imagine myself out of my house. I don't want to commit the same mistake my people committed in 1948. I don't want to be a refugee. Moreover, I'm just a lover of my house. And you know, a lover always ready to sacrifice himself for his love.
From his bedroom window, Khalil Bashir looks right at the walls of the Kfar Dorom settlement, just yards away. He dares not sleep in that room.
The whole family sleeps in only one room. This room turned out to be our jail for more than 4 years.
After the settlement took over Bashir's backyard, he waged a 7-year lawsuit in Israeli courts to reclaim it, but lost. He's now looking forward to getting his yard back.
And I'm extremely happy for this. I'll breathe freely. I'll be free to welcome my friends without permission. I'll stop being a stranger in my house. This is a blessing.
Have you thought about the first thing that you're going to do once the soldiers and the settlers have gone?
My children wanted to play their games freely in the yard. And my wife said that the first thing she will do, she will go upstairs to breathe fresh air.
And you?
I'll accompany my wife. I'll go upstairs to see my house. To see what was going on the roof.
Where the soldiers have been.
Yeah. But, in spite of everything, it is not time to gloating over another's grief. It is time for tolerance. I do wish the Israelis the best of good luck. I do wish to build a new, cooperative, healthy relations with them.
Khalil Bashir lives next to the Kfar Dorom settlement in the Gaza Strip.